you know, people that say that you don't have a right to vote anymore because you have a crime, been convicted of a crime or felony. You know, back in the day, in the early 19th century, when cowboys were convicted of something, they went to prison. Well, what did they do when they released them? They gave them money, gave them a horse, gave them a rifle. Well, now you can't get a horse or anything. You know, you can't have a rifle because you can't own a gun, having a felony on your record. So we've kind of gone backwards as time's gone. My name is Tony Davis, and what do I do? I try to do everything I can do. I was a Tulsa Auxiliary Police Officer, if I can remember. This has been almost 30 years ago. There was three accidents that happened, and I was convicted, went to trial through 7 days, convicted, and gone to prison for 23 years. I never thought that would happen. It was surreal. They put me, because of my background being a police officer, they tried to keep me away from the general population in the beginning. When they convicted me, they took me into custody that night in the courtroom, handcuffed me, first time I've ever been handcuffed like that, and took me to confinement. And as that door slammed, I sat down and I just wondered, God, what did I do to get into this? After spending 23 years in prison, you don't want to think of yourself being institutionalized, but you are institutionalized. You can't help it, because they tell you when you can eat. They tell you when you go to bed. They tell you, they lock you down every night, and you hear that door slam on you every night. And so after I got out, it was again surreal, because I had actually given up hope at times, thinking that I had a life sentence and I was never going to be out of prison. I was going to die in prison. And God had another plan. I didn't realize it, but they have changed the pardon laws. They've made it harder to get a pardon, because you have to completely discharge the sentence that you're trying to get a pardon for. Having a life sentence, I got out, and so I'm on unsupervised parole for the rest of my life, unless something changes. Now what I'm doing, I'm trying to pursue a commutation. If I can do that, then I can turn around and file for a pardon and maybe get my good name back. I wanted to be a police officer since I was just a kid. And I guess I was fascinated with it. I had a friend of mine, his dad was a police officer when we were in elementary and growing up through high school. It just fascinated me in the beginning. I was not into politics. So yes, this whole situation has guided me towards, the politics. And because once I seen what actually happens, what occurs, it got me interested in doing something and trying to change the system. Oklahoma is number one for incarceration for women, and has been for years. And now we're number one for men also. Something needs to be done in Oklahoma to change it. If I get my voting rights back, hey, I'd be somebody again. For me to cast a ballot, it would be like, I don't know, it's just like I'd have my freedom back. Then I would feel like I am a part of the community again. And even though I am, and I know I am, it's just that having that right again, then that would make me feel like I do have a say in what goes on in our community and in our state. That's what I'm working forward to.